Show me another radio station that gives you that kind of synergy. We have some Halloween music this week with Sheb Wooley and Purple People Eater. And we're going to go right into talking about the Packers-Vikings games with Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, it does not get much better than that.
I think the Packers were Purple People Eaters last night.
A great victory last night, 44-31. Exactly what we were going for, Brian. Rodgers was quoted saying he was not going to let this team beat them, and he put on another great performance with the depleted cast once again. Really, it was another Sunday where you can just kind of sit back, relax, and watch the Packers dominate, and that's what you saw last night.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers was the catalyst. He, you know, the way he fit those balls into those windows to Jordy Nelson was simply unbelievable. Probably the difference in the game, you know, when you look at the difference between Aaron Rodgers and Christian Ponder and the quarterback play the Packers are getting compared to the level of ineptitude, at least right now, that the Vikings are getting. It really is, you know, tremendous for the Packers to get that type of play and close out their history in the Metrodome with a win last night.
Those throws to Nelson, I mean, nobody can do it better. Even after you've watched Rodgers for years now, you still just sit back at some of the things he does and you just go, wow, how can he do this? It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I sit back and I look, I wonder at the fortune the Packers have gotten from, you know, you go from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers and the high level of quarterback play, and, you know, it's just such a difference in the NFL when at such an important position in today's day and age where they throw the ball more than ever. I guess last night, you know, they technically ran the ball more, but, you know, when they did pass, Rodgers just looked superior to most other quarterbacks in the NFL.
How great is it to finally have a complimentary running game that is consistent week in and week out? He had 182 yards on the ground last night. 31 of those did come from Rodgers, but Starks and Lacy both chipping in. They had it was almost like they had cold weather drives in the indoor stadium, just pounding and grounding and really tiring that Vikings defense out.
It's been a long time since the Packers running game has looked like this. And you look at the stat sheet and you see like Eddie Lacy had like 3.2 yards a carry, and it doesn't look anything special, but he touched the ball over 30 times last night. He had 29 rushes. He had 4 receptions through the air. And that was such a big, important deal to, you know, to win the time of possession. The Packers more than doubled the time of possession of the Vikings last night. It was because of Eddie Lacy, because of James Starks grinding out the tough yards and taking big hits along the way. But that allowed the Packers to, you know, keep away from the Vikings and, you know, dominate the football game.
Defense did give up 31 points, some of those coming off special teams. A lot of those points coming late. A real solid performance, I thought, from the defense, holding Adrian Peterson to just 60 yards, and they kind of took him out of the game. He only touched the ball 16 times.
Yeah, you know, when the biggest threat on the Vikings team is Adrian Peterson, yeah, he scored a touchdown, but for the most part, they did contain him. So, again, it's the guys up front who are really doing the dirty work, don't get a lot of the credit. But, boy, when you have Johnny Jolly, you have B.J. Raji, you have Ryan Pickett in the game, those three guys up front on the defensive line, it is really hard to run against them. And, again, they did a good job last night.
The Vikings, known in recent years for pretty much being the retirement home for some former Packers. And in the NFL, you're going to see that because not everybody can play with the same team all the time. In some cases, though, the player that leaves really won't shut up about the team he used to play for, Greg Jennings being this example. One catch, 9 yards, and a very long conversation with Aaron Rodgers after the game. NBC took away from it, but it almost seemed like Rodgers didn't want to talk to Jennings at that point. Is the Greg Jennings drama over, or are we going to see this again in a couple of weeks?
Well, he'll certainly hear about it from the fans at Lambeau Field when the Vikings come there. No doubt about it, there will be some boos for Greg Jennings. But until he opens his big mouth again, I think it'll die down a little bit. But the Green Bay fans aren't going to let him forget about it entirely. He'll have a reminder in a few more weeks when they come to Lambeau.
The Packers knocking off the Vikings 44-31. The Vikings falling to 1-6, and their season kind of lost already. The Packers improving to 5-2. You look ahead the schedule. You got the Bears a week from tonight with a team without Jay Cutler. You got the Eagles and the Giants, who yesterday played one of the worst games of the season. And then the Vikings again. The Packers, you don't want to look too far ahead, but they could easily head into Thanksgiving on an 8-game winning streak.
Yeah, there's no reason the Packers shouldn't be building momentum right now. You know, they get a division win last night, and that's just important for, you know, winning the division, winning the NFC North, and then they come back next week with another game with a division rival and the Bears on Monday Night Football, but at least they get it at home. No reason they shouldn't win that one, you would think. And momentum just starts building. It starts snowballing. And, yeah, you got to see that the biggest game on the schedule next is the Thanksgiving showdown. So that will be an interesting one for sure with the Lions having their big comeback win against the Cowboys yesterday.
Brian Caribou from Cheesehead TV breaking down the games with us both before and after. We'll talk to you again later this week, Brian. Have a good one.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you then.